三、二、一，有我。
From the Financial Times in London, I'm Clive Cookson, FT Science Editor, and this is FT News. China has launched a satellite to test whether communications can be rendered hack-proof through quantum technology in its latest challenge to US supremacy in space. On the line with me is our correspondent in Beijing, Lucy Hornby, to discuss the development. Hello, Lucy.
Hello, Clive.
What have the Chinese actually been saying about this satellite? How open are they being?
Well, it led the evening news last night. There's a lot of sense of pride here because obviously the space race and technological advancement is a sign of a rich and powerful nation, and that's something that China aspires to. I think the exact details of what exactly was accomplished, that didn't exactly make it into the evening news. It was just the pictures of the rockets going up and the sense that China could be proud that it had achieved something or was even attempting something that other countries had not.
That may be because quantum technology is notoriously hard to explain. But let's have a go. What have the Chinese been telling you about the point of this quantum project?
Well, I spoke with the lead scientist on the project, Dr. Pan Jianwei. He's a scientist at the China University of Science and Technology in Anhui Province. And Dr. Pan pointed out that there are two purposes. One is to see whether using quantum technology can provide hack-free communications. And let's hear a bit more about that now in Dr. Pan's own words.
So we're going to test the possibility to establish a quantum channel by which we can perform secure quantum key distribution between the satellite and the ground station. So in this way, we can significantly increase the cybersecurity. So this technology can significantly increase the future security of Internet.
A second purpose is to test the physics theorem that two particles, two photons that are entangled, keep that entanglement over long distances.
Entanglement is what Albert Einstein famously called spooky action at a distance. And if two particles, in this case they're photons or light particles, are entangled, it means that if something happens to one, instantly that'll affect the other. And in this case, what we're interested in is the eavesdropping. If someone tries to listen in on the communication, it will affect the other.
Right. So what the Chinese are going to test is whether you can encrypt a password key and whether that could be embedded in a stream of particles and then measured at a different location. So first they're going to try it at two points within China, then they're going to try it between China and Vienna, where Dr. Pan's PhD advisor is located.
And that will greatly exceed any experiments on the land, because people have tried to do this with landlines through optical fibers, and they've got over 100 kilometers. But I think the Chinese are trying to do it over 1,000 kilometers, sending the signal up to the satellite and back.
You could look at it that way, but you could also look at it that it's a shorter distance. So if you do it on land with fiber optics, the problem is that this entanglement disintegrates over time or deteriorates, degrades over time. If you do it through the air, there's also a lot of interference there. But in space, there's no interference. And so although it might be 1,000 kilometers distance, you're only shooting it through 20 kilometers of air, and then the rest is space. So in that sense, it's a shorter distance.
Now, I believe Professor Pan told you that one thing they want to do with this is to achieve a quantum internet, which will be completely free of hacking and eavesdropping and totally secure.
He said that that would be a potential practical outcome of this project, and obviously that's a goal that would have buy-in from many people in the world, but specifically in China, with the Chinese military very concerned about the vastly superior technology of the United States, both military technology and encryption and sort of computer technology, broadly speaking. And the revelations of Edward Snowden had worldwide implications, but one of the countries that was concerned and alarmed to find out that the U.S. had this type of spying capacity was China. And so whether or not this experiment is able to work, certainly the argument that it might work is very attractive to many people within China.
And beyond the practical applications, there's the rather romantic, futuristic idea of quantum teleportation, the idea that quantum technology can be used, as in Star Trek, instantly to transport something from one place to another.
And that is what is known to the layman as beam me up, Scotty. So here's Dr. Pan in his own words explaining what they're hoping to achieve there.
So the last mission, we are going to perform a quantum teleportation. So in this experiment, we're going to test the possibility to teleport the quantum state from the ground station to the satellite. And this operation is somewhat very much related to the scientific fiction, Star Trek, and so on.
So, Lucy, how does this futuristic project fit in with other Chinese efforts in science and technology? We know that China has been increasing its expenditure enormously in this area on research, and China is becoming a space power. How does this MISSIUS satellite fit in with that?
Well, it's still a bit of an anomaly, because although China has been putting a lot of money into basic science research, as you say, that's been a pretty new development, only over about the last 10 years. Before that, all of China's R&D spending was very oriented towards practical applications. So they've got a long way to catch up. They've been spending a lot of money trying to bring international experts to China, including and particularly people of Chinese birth who may have studied overseas and have benefited from the overseas education. But overall, China's still quite behind the West in areas of science and technology. And even in its much heralded space program, they're trying to get to the moon, which, although it is obviously a great achievement, at the same time is following a path that was forged by the United States over 40 years ago. So this is really an unusual case where China is trying to do something that no one else has done. And if they're successful in that, it'll put them out at the forefront. And that's a new thing for China.
Well, a quantum expert in the West told me that China really has taken a lead with this project. So we'll look very closely to see what it achieves, whether teleportation or something more modest like a quantum internet. Thanks very much, Lucy, and let's keep watching.
Thank you, Cliff.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.